the only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Welcome back. Grateful that you have found us as you wind your way home on this first day of March. In studio with us is our friend Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM. And I promised earlier in the run-up to this that we were going to be talking about funding. Welcome, Mike. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, we're always grateful to have you in studio because you you share information that seems to be difficult for a lot of people to access.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who just don't know what's out there and how to go at it. And it's hard because there's a lot of resources out there, but I think it's common with the web and our world today. It's all on the web. You just got to find it, right?
Well, yeah.
Which I'm saying jokingly because it's a lot.
You Google free money and it's not out there.
Yeah, well, that'll be the con jobs, right? Yeah.
Well, one of the things, and what we were talking off mic just before we opened up this afternoon, that many individuals who are in the startup phase for a business, they got great ideas,
right,
and they're into creativity,
right,
but they don't have a clue on how to fund
right
the business side of this.
Yeah, so in general, there's two kinds of funding available. One is debt funding, which means go to your bank or go to your brother or your son or your dad or your mom or whatever and borrow the money, and you pay it back. Right? And it's a debt. The other is something called equity capital, which means people invest in your company just like you invest in stock in a publicly traded company. But it means they expect to get their money back completely and share in the gain of the company. So you hear these people say, well, I bought Facebook when it was, you know, at 22 and I sold it at some crazy number. Well, they made the money on the sale of their equity. The problem is for a lot of small companies is they don't necessarily want to sell their company. So if your plan isn't to sell your company in the next 3 to 5 years, equity capital is not a great idea because your investors are going to say, how are you paying me back?
Uh-huh.
And if you just plan to pay them back like it's a payment, then that's debt, and that's a different thing. So really, really different things. And I think what most people don't understand is, you know, there's a whole series of questions, whether it's a banker at your community bank or your big, giant Wells Fargo bank, doesn't matter. Or it's an angel investor. They're going to ask you a bunch of questions.
First, and those questions are?
Yeah. So the first one's going to be, well, the first one is why you and not everybody else? So, sorry, Michael, I know there's a lot of marketing firms, but why will you win over all the other ones or any other type? Why you? So because we're investing in you. The bank is, at the end of the day, investing in you. The equity investor is investing in you. You know, what makes a Bill Gates versus somebody that didn't make it is Bill Gates. It's not
right.
Microsoft versus, there was thousands of software companies in the 80s. And then it's, what are you going to do with money? And if your answer is pay myself, they're going to kind of go, well, time out.
That's probably not good.
And so you really want to have a plan that says, look, let's say I need $100,000 and to be able to tell the story, and you don't have to be fancy about it. I need $100,000 to buy a piece of equipment. And with that piece of equipment, I can make $132 an hour average. I already have 20 hours booked as soon as you say yes per week for the next X weeks. So I know I can pay you back.
So
you got to have a plan on how the money is going to make you enough money to pay the money back.
And one of the issues, and I've run into this with lots of startups or lots of individuals who are out there, they've got great ideas, mm-hmm. and their passion is in creativity,
right?
Creating something.
Absolutely. And here's the problem. Almost no one will finance an idea.
Hmm.
Ideas are wonderful things, and we all have great ideas, and I'm a maker. I'm one of those people that make stuff, and I make some of the things I want. I make things for myself. That doesn't mean it should be a product for somebody else. Okay, it might be a great idea, but you know, honestly, unless you can find out for sure other people are going to buy it, you shouldn't go build a product or a service. In the old days, we'd build a product, and we go launch it and see if it's sold.
Right.
So today it's the opposite. You know, let's say you and I decide we're going to build a piece of software online marketing companies. The first thing we do is build a one-page website that says, click here, right? Here's how great we are. Here's our wonderful product. Here's what it does. Click here to sign up, learn more, buy it, whatever. And then we do some advertising or some marketing to drive people to that site to prove we could drive them to the site.
Right.
So if I'm going to go to the bank and borrow money for something, I better be able to prove people will actually show up and buy my product.
And
which is a different thing
than
I've got a great idea. Yeah. And yeah. I love the ideas. I do. But it's just having an idea is such a small piece of having a company.
When we talk about banks or investors or angel investors, you know, lots of folks have watched Shark Tank. And they look at this and they go, wow, is that all there is to it? You just come up with this presentation and you wow these guys and you say, hey, this is, you know, and they'll say, okay, I'll take a fourth of the business for $150,000 or whatever the number is.
Yeah.
Is that reality? Of course not.
No more so than any other reality TV out there. Do you really think the wives of whatever or Hollywood this or that is real?
They're not?
Yeah. Oh. You're funny, Michael. No, that's not the way it works. Now, honestly, Mark Cuban, one of the people that's on that show, is an extremely respected investor, and he does invest in companies. But, you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes of a 12-minute TV show. Right. And just to get on Shark Tank can take 6 months. And the amount of vetting you will go through. By the time you hit the stage, you've been through a gauntlet of information. I've had a couple of clients go through the process, and there are contracts to sign and commitments to make and business plans turned in and financial statements and way more. All those things we tell people they need to have, those people had them. They just didn't put them on stage because they're boring. And they're confidential. Honestly, I shouldn't know your financials. I shouldn't know what makes your secrets work well. You know, I mean, honestly, if you have a secret sauce or IP or a trade secret, they shouldn't tell anybody else.
So then let's turn it back. If that's not reality, what is reality? What can a creator expect to deal with when they're on the angel investor side of this?
Well, so the creator has got to show the ability to execute, market, and sell. It doesn't mean they actually have to have done all that, but they have to show that they could do it. So first of all, if you're really going for equity, I know of very few companies where a team of one succeeds.
Mm.
So personally, if I was a creator, the first thing I'd do is find an operator. Somebody just likes to do the work.
Stuff.
Turn that crank. They like to do 1,000 things a day. They get stuff done. They're super organized. Maybe they aren't creative, but that's okay. So find somebody that complements you. And the second thing I'd find is a person that can market and sell. Because it doesn't matter how wonderful your product is. If no one buys it, all you've done is made yourself a very deep pile of debt or agony for the investors that are having to write your investment off.
And that's exactly what I suspect investors want to know. I mean, okay, you've got a great idea. This is a great product. Does it sell? Yes, it sells. And then what are the projections for the future
Can you really make $10,000?
Right.
You've seen all these Kickstarter stories where somebody will raise millions of dollars on Kickstarter. Profoundly larger numbers than they ever thought they would. And then they go to build it and they can't build it. Because they found out, you know what, it's really hard to build 30,000 pieces of electronics and make them work right. We're in a room full of electronics right now. This is hard stuff. There was one where the guy made a jacket. It was amazingly hard to get that jacket sourced and done correctly without already having the context. I mean, for all the good sewing companies out there, there are some that aren't so good.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to have that. So, you know, if you're doing a physical product, it's harder. Can you validate the supply chain? Does it work? How much capital do you need for inventory? All those. It's why software and services are a lot easier to get going with because there's not a physical product in the middle.
We're talking with Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM, and we're talking now about finding funding for your startup. And Mike's got a wealth of knowledge on this with angel investors, with Plains Angels, and attempting to – and how many startups have you seen, Mike, in the past several years?
Probably north of 1,000.
Yeah.
And I worked with them in my last company. I worked with a lot of startups. And it's funny because one of the startups I worked with is a little company called SunDisk.
Turned into
a company called SanDisk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They had 4 employees when I knew those guys. It was Eli Harari and 3 other guys. And they're one of the biggest flash drive manufacturers in the world. I think they're owned by Toshiba now or somebody. Somebody huge bought them.
Yeah.
And they're the camera card for all professional photographers. That's the one. But they started, like anybody else, with a couple of people.
How long ago was that?
We started working with them in the late 80s. They sold 4K flash cards, and they were bigger than a credit card and as thick as about 10 credit cards. And we thought that was just amazing because the memory didn't go away when you turned the power off, which was in the day, there wasn't anything like that.
Isn't that something?
It is.
And today, you've got gigs and gigs and gigs on, yeah, I know.
I pull my phone out of my pocket and show it to Michael, and it's more computing power than the United States had in the 1980s.
It is, amazing. Literally.
Yeah. I think the other mistake people make is they think, oh, I need $1 million. Okay, well, maybe you do, but what if you asked for $50,000 to get you to the next step? First of all, if somebody's going to give you $1 million on an idea, you're going to lose 90% of the equity of your company because they're not going to take that much risk without a ton of reward. But they might give you $50,000 to say, get this much done in 6 months. and then come back for more if you can do it. And if you can't, we're only at 50K. Sounds like a lot, but to an angel, that's better than a million.
What about first steps on either the bank financing or angel financing? What is it, the written plan?
Not so much anymore.
Okay.
It's the business model. You'll hear a book called The Business Model Canvas everywhere. And honestly, that's really become the business plan. It is, how do you make money? There's a term called unit economics. Okay, somebody was at my house the other night for a party, and they took an Uber. And I said, what'd your Uber cost? And I said, $5. I said, do you know what that cost Uber? And he said, no. I said, it's 14. The other $9 came from equity capital. The unit economics don't work.
Right.
Okay, they're spending more per customer than they're receiving. You know, Amazon ran that way for a while.
For a long time.
Long time. Amazon spent more than they made.
And
on
as a matter of fact, Bezos and the whole bunch were in junk bond status. I mean, you know, people said, this is never going to work.
And everybody told him he was crazy. From day one, they told him he was crazy. And he wasn't, but he had to raise enough capital to get over the hump to where he could make money.
And that took time.
Oh, 10 years and billions of dollars of capital. Billions of dollars of capital.
So where did that capital come from?
People who believed in him.
Yeah.
But remember, he didn't raise a billion to start. He raised a little bit, made some progress, raised a little bit, made some progress. Well, suddenly, even though he wasn't making a ton of money in the book business, he had everybody in America buying books from him. Well, guess what? Once you have a customer, you can sell them more products.
More stuff.
Higher margin products. It's no difference than the convenience store that sells you your gas for their cost to get you to come inside and buy a six-pack of beer for $10 that cost them $5.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean, that's the whole
That's
rationale.
The game.
Yeah, it is the game.
So Jeff built a very interesting business, but he didn't take all the equity at once, a little bit at a time.
And you got to be able to have it stick to it.
Oh, man, do you have to execute?
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing I see is people don't understand that, honestly, the idea is such a small part of it. It's the ability to be tenacious 7 days a week for years.
Years.
I know someone, she just came out of a very key role at a large startup after 5 years, and she took her first vacation in 5 years. And I mean, she hadn't had more than one day off straight in 5 years. And she was a 12 to 14 hour per day person.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way she was. And she lived in the valley. And it's like, it is a different world. You just don't understand.
You know, there are oftentimes, and you know, I am an entrepreneur as well. This whole radio gig is an entrepreneur
sure
adventure.
Is.
And you know, there are days, Mike, there are days where I pass a McDonald's restaurant and I'm going, you know, maybe it would be just nice to go in there and say, do you want fries with this?
You know, there are people who've started a business and realize they're making less than minimum wage.
Oh, yeah.
They're paying their employees well, but their own pay is low. And that's part of figuring out unit economics is and figuring out how big you have to get to make real money. If you're not really honest about the financials, you're just kidding yourself.
Right.
So financials that make sense, a plan of what you're going to do with the money, and having all your documentation ready before you ever go see it. Whether it's a bank or an investor, don't just say, I have an idea, I want to talk to you about it. Be ready. So if the bank said, by the way, do you have a business model, a financial plan, a sample product? The answer should be yes.
Yes.
Would you like it digital or in paper?
And here in the greater Des Moines metro, people can get started with Square One DSM?
They can. You know, there's a lot of entities that do this. Square One DSM is focused on high growth potential businesses, but we partner with people like the Small Business Development Center that works with traditional street front businesses. And the plan is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tailored differently if you're starting a restaurant versus a software company, but it's the same plan. It's the same how much money you need, how will you use it, when do you break even, something called cash flow.
But what many folks need is somebody to just put them in the right direction.
Yep, they do, and they need to understand that it's a long process,
yeah.
And they have to be in for the marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
It is a marathon.
If you are a really class A startup in Des Moines, and you are, even if you're known well in Des Moines as someone in the startup community, going out and raising $500,000 can be a 5 or 6 month process, and that's normal, and it can be almost a full-time job. So you also have to have somebody running the company while you're raising the money. And this is not unique. This is the way it is.
Yeah, and that's where those 14, 15, 16-hour days come in.
And by the way, if you go to the bank and get an SBA loan, minimum 90 days, and there's a reason. You know, we all want things to be simple. You know, we saw that the other night with healthcare. It turns out it's amazingly complex. And no political commentary, but for those who haven't been in the game, like so many things, radio is amazingly complex. Hey, get on the air and talk, right? No, I'm sitting in a booth full of equipment. It's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of people in the background.
Yeah, anything, that's the way it is.
It truly is.
Yeah. Even from, you want fries with that. an amazing story.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher. Look at all the tech in the back of a McDonald's sometimes. Yeah, I pull up amazing. The drive-up one day, look up, and there's just technology all Velcroed to the walls everywhere up high.
I've got a good friend. They own 13 of them. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that very thing. You know, it's much more than
tech
just the
heavy.
Burger. It is tech heavy.
Yes.
It's getting even more so.
Yes, it is.
Mike Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, and we have been talking about, funding for startups, traditional funding through banks and also angel investors, and how you start through that process. If you missed any or all of this conversation, we will have it on our radio blog, and we'll have links to Square One DSM so you can figure out more, maybe even get in touch with Mike to talk about it. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll check out what happened today on Wall Street. It was a big day on Wall Street, but why? That's what's got everybody kind of schnockered. Not sure. Maybe we can shed some light on that. And then after the markets, Mike Caldwell comes back with us. They launched a new website recently that says, hey, I made my funding opportunities in Iowa, and maybe you should too. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour. A woman's mind.